Death. It was inevitable. None could evade it. The two scourges Aethan had been tracking had a few more moments to enjoy life, but their faint odor of sulfur was fast dissipating in the frigid night air. In a burst of inhuman speed, Aethan left the crowded streets and cut through a dingy alley on the Lower East Side and pulled up short. Despite the stench of decay from the trash bags piled high on the side, the acrid reek of sulfur stung his heightened senses. Eyes narrowing, he scanned the alley. There, in the shadows of the looming buildings, he found the two hauling a whimpering female along with them. Demones were a damn menace to humans, always drawn to a mortal's life force with a constant fix needed to sustain their decaying bodies. Anticipation stirred. With edginess riding him, he needed the fight. Aethan strolled closer. Let her go. The pair swung around. Shades covered their eyes. The two men whipped off their sunglasses, and their eerie red irises glowed in the dark. Like that would frighten him. The female took one look at them, then at Aethan, and an ear-splitting shriek filled the alley. He couldn't blame her if she thought him one of those deadbeats, dressed all in black, and with his intimidating height. He probably looked more like the killer he was than those two who had no doubt seduced her into leaving with their pretty boy faces. Too bad for her, she'd chosen wrong. The blonde demoni punched her in the jaw, silencing her. Smirking, he grazed the unconscious female's neck with his fangs. Back off or I'll kill her. They thought to threaten him? Not only did the fuckers gorge on souls, but also blood, judging by the length of their fangs.
By the time you reach us, I'll have torn out her jugular,
blonde dickhead said.
There's little you can do, guardian.
Pity. How long would her soul sustain you?
Aethan asked.
Mine's better. Lasts longer, too.
He held out his hands to show he was unharmed. The demoni's eyes slitted. He could see the wheels turning as they contemplated how fast they could kill him for the coveted prize. Dumb shits. The dark-haired demoni's gaze lowered to Aethan's belt.
The dagger, throw it here, and anything else you have in your pockets.
With a shrug, Aethan tossed his obsidian dagger onto the dirt-encrusted asphalt near the demoni's feet. Then he emptied his pocket of a few sticks of gum. The blonde laughed, kicking the obsidian away. He flung the female aside, and they came at him like unleashed bullets. Dodging the attack, he lashed out, his fist connecting with a jaw. A roundhouse kick, and one of them crashed into a wall. A fiery missile zinged past his face. He jumped back, shit, too close. A hit by a demoni bolt, and he might as well lie down and let them have his soul.
Not so brave now, are you?
The dark-haired one advanced, sporting a macabre grin at how easily they'd cornered a guardian. The scourge's hand moved in a wave, pilfering the earth of its natural energies and turning them into deadly bolts. The fuckers may have lost their abilities at their true death, but they still found a way to compensate. Damn scourges. Too bad they didn't fight fair. He'd been quite prepared to extend their lives by a few more minutes. He wheeled his obsidian back to him, and in a move so fast, he nailed the dark-haired demoni in the chest. A raucous snarl filled the back street. Aethan summoned the mystical weapon tattooed on his biceps. The thing shifted, a tingle running down his arm. He lunged after the blonde as a 6-foot-long obsidian sword took form in his hand. He spun around, the blade hissing in a deadly arc, and decapitated the demoni set on fleeing. The scourge disintegrated within moments. Just a thick black glutinous mess remained for a second before it, too, disappeared. He didn't bother looking for the wounded demoni, knowing he'd flashed out of the alley. Aethan let his sword shimmer and settle back on his biceps. He picked up his dagger and walked over to the brown-haired female lying on the ground. Crouching beside her, he examined her for injuries. She appeared to be fine, except for the light bruise on her jaw. He scanned her for psychic vibe. Nope, nothing. Not even a hint of a spark.